Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Kim DeRamo, founder of the American Institute of Mind-Body Medicine, and welcome to MindBody TV. Today, I am going to share about the myth of being busy and how much this sucks up so much of our life, so much of our energy, so much of our life force, so much of the essence of us that really could go into creating a wonderful, amazing, vibrant, abundant life, but that gets sucked up by this idea that I'm busy. It keeps us in a stress state. If you weren't here last week or didn't view the recording, I talked about being in fight or flight and what that does to your body, what that does, how it sucks away your life and destroys your health on every level. So definitely go back and listen to that and how to get out of fight or flight so you have a higher level of perception and awareness and participation with choosing what really contributes to you. So for those of you who are here live, it's so great to see you. Hello. And also for those who are listening to the recording, watching the video recording, or listening to the podcast, I will be here every week on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So you can join me live here on Facebook at the Dr. Kim DeRamo page. We'll always be here, and then I'll also post it in the MindBody community group. So if you're a member of the MindBody community, we also share it in there. So what happens when we buy into this myth of being busy? It's kind of like just a common thing right now. How are you? How are you doing? And the first thing people will say is, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, I'm sure you're so busy too. Or they'll call up and be like, I know you're super busy, but do you have a minute? And it's this underlying assumption that you're busy, I'm busy, we're all busy. Life is so busy right now. Life is so fast right now. And then we kind of accept it that this is just the way you do it. This is the way of life. This is the way it needs to go. This is what everyone's doing. So there's really nothing abnormal about it. And I really don't have much of a choice. And then we buy into it even more, not realizing that our life is a projection of the state of being we are in. Our life, our physical body, our health, our relationships, everything outside of us, our schedule, whether that's really fluid or it's like really congested and overwhelmed, our work, our money, like fill in the blank. Our life is a reflection of our state of being. So we actually can't ever create prosperity from this state of busyness. It's a total myth. So there's a few myths with this that go along with it, with this state of busyness. And I'm going to get into this and how to move beyond this, how to actually get out of being busy so that you can allow your life to create itself in prosperity, in abundance, in fluidity, and all the things that feed and nurture our soul, our heart, our body, all the things that feed and nurture us into being a more vibrant human being. How do we let our lives create themselves? Because we think we create our life. I create my life. I got to go make it happen. I've got to create my life. It's not actually what's happening. We allow the manifestation of life through our beings, through our choices, our actions. We allow life to manifest. But what we usually are doing is like blocking that. We're blocking the fluidity and the abundance and the freedom that we are most trying to get by staying busy. So the truth that I'm gonna share with you here is that when you're busy or you think that, wait, I really am busy. What is she talking about? She doesn't know my life. Clearly, she doesn't understand. I have to do this and I have to do that. And these are the circumstances and that's just the reality. And I have to stay busy. You're a slave. Not just you. I mean, I've been busy too and bought into this. Oh, I'm so busy. When we are buying into the myth of busyness, we are a slave. We're a slave to what? To these belief systems, BS, that we're buying into. Like there's not enough time, or I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough energy, or I can't really do what I really want to do. I have to do blah, 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 blah. So if you ever hear yourself saying, I am so busy. Or you hear yourself saying things like, I have to go to da da da. I have to go and do this thing. I have to be at this thing. I have to do this thing for another person. I have to, I have to, I have to. You are under a spell. You're a slave to these belief systems, these ideas that are telling you that that is true. Okay, well, it's not true. So what about when, well, I really do have to feed my kids and I really do have to pick them up from school and I really do have to take a shower and take a bath if I'm going to be presentable at work and all the things that go along with that. Are you saying that I really could just opt out of all of it and it will be okay? And the short answer is yes. You actually could let go of the way you're holding up the world and holding things together and receive that things can work out more fluidly for you. That actually support can come in, more time, more freedom, more energy, kind of like poof, out of the ethers, out of nowhere, because of your new way of being. When we move into more serenity and allowing, it actually invites us, invites in more things that we're ready to receive, like assistance from others or things just spontaneously working out for us. For instance, so many times I've been driving somewhere and I realize I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And I'll feel the sense of contraction that it is in there. Like, why didn't I leave early? Or, oh my gosh, I'm always doing this. Oh, here I am again. I'm always doing this thing. And I go on to it, over and over and over. What I realized was, wait a minute, what's actually happening here? Be anxious for nothing. What if everything, life is on my side and everything can work out on my behalf and it's absolutely okay? I can receive life in fluidity and ease. And inevitably, what ends up happening is like I get to my destination and the person I'm meeting is like, oh, I'm running a few minutes late. And they arrive just as late as I do and it's perfect timing. Or someone calls and says, oh, I needed to cancel that thing that we have at 3. And I'm like, oh, that's perfect because that was kind of congesting my day and this makes more space in my day. So it's great. I'm willing to receive that. You are in communion with everyone and everything around you. And when you're in that state of serenity, it allows these little synchronicities to come in that things do work out. When you're in that frenetic state of busy, 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 it's like this barrier and it tightens everything up and it prevents you from. It's like you're giving the universe, you're giving the whole world and everyone in it this communication. I'm not enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough time. And it's not okay. And then life's going to hold you to that and then give you the reflection of that. So, like, you never do have enough time. You never do have enough energy. You work more, 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 but you have less and less and less. And it's like, what's going on? So, when you're under this spell and buying into these belief systems, what you're focusing on, you expand. So you actually create more of lack. Lack of time, lack of energy, lack of money, lack of love, lack of friendship, lack of support, lack of blah, 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 whatever. Especially if you're a parent, your kids are a direct reflection of the energy you're in. So if you're in like, it's up to me, I gotta do it, I gotta hold it together. Well, if I let go, everything's gonna fall apart. It won't be okay. You're buying into that, but you're also instilling that in your kids because they do embody your energy system. Like their whole structure of their energy system is set up after yours. So then they don't really have what they need. They're kind of disconnected from their own source. And guess who they need to pick up the pieces because they're not okay? You. You got to do more. You got to be more. You got to, really move it to be able to get everything to your kids that they need. And then it's never going to be enough. They're always going to need more. They're always going to be reaching to you and grasping to you. And I can't do this on my own. I don't have what I need. And it becomes this like vicious cycle as a parent. I created a website called tappingkids.com to assist parents with this, like getting out of that state as a parent. Moving into serenity because your kid's energy system will align with yours. And so when you're in busy, it's gonna always, always create more chaos. So that is our first myth is that we think it's purposeful. We think it's getting us somewhere. We think, oh, let me just pull this off. Let me just get through this week. Let me just get through this month. Let me just, make it through this stage that we think is temporary. And that by staying busy, I'm gonna get there. And that is a total lie. You will never create abundance, prosperity, success, or freedom from this state of chaos. And that's because the journey always matches the destination. I'm going to just look at a couple of comments here. Yes, our current culture is married with competition, when in actuality, prosperity is at most superficial and is a personal best event at a wholeness level. I'm not totally clear exactly what that last part is saying, but yeah, we're in a competition society, which is based on separation, and it's a hierarchy. I'm better than I used to be. I'm a better person, or I'm better than that person, or I'm inferior to this person. It's all about this hierarchy. Who's on top? Who's making the rules? No matter what position you're in that hierarchy, you're a slave. It isn't the true serenity of your nature. It isn't the truth of who you're here to be. And so your body will always register that as discord, as inflammation, stress. It will always steal your health. It will always steal your energy, because your body knows the true alignment is, I'm infinitely worthy. I'm infinitely valuable. It's not about these things that I do, or I have to do more, I have to be more, I have to create more. So that first myth about I'm getting somewhere, this is purposeful, and eventually then I'll be able to finally take a rest, is not the truth. Your journey will match your destination. So if you are in this state of fight or flight, in this busyness, take a deep breath. And this is not sort of the how to get out of busy. Take a deep breath. Feel what's happening in your body. Because even though we would say I'm busy, or like Nicole's saying here, I always am comparing myself to others. I'm busy, I'm busy. What's actually happening? Well, go deeper. Feel your body. Wait, where am I right now? What's happening right now? You can start physically. Maybe there's like, oh, there's tension in my neck, or there's tension in my shoulders. Just start physically. Feel your physical body. Connect. That will bring you into the now. And then the second part is, what am I actually feeling? Yeah, here I am saying, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. What I'm actually feeling is overwhelm. What I'm actually feeling is fear. Fear it won't be okay. So what happens when we choose to get out of busy is we begin to feel all the things that the busyness has been helping us avoid. We begin to feel the fear or the worthlessness. Like, well, I'm so busy. I'm so purposeful. I'm in high demand. Everybody, you know, requires my services. And therefore, I'm valuable, or I'm worthy, or I'm doing a good job, or I'm fill in the blank. You know, I'm getting somewhere in life. I'm succeeding. It's crazy. It's like, whoa, I'm living in this constant state of total overwhelm and stress. But that's success. We like get brainwashed. What if I actually just feel what I am actually feeling? What am I feeling right now? I feel overwhelmed. I feel fearful. I feel tension. You'll begin to acquaint yourself with these previously suppressed emotions, previously suppressed energies. And guess what? As you begin to feel them, you're allowing them to release. You're no longer holding them. You're no longer kind of sticking them down there under the rug where they're creating the external busyness and chaos, but you don't really see it. So you don't have to feel all of that pain or that fear or that worthlessness or whatever it was that you stuck away and said, let me just stay busy. Okay, now I got something to do. I'm not going to feel that depression. I'm not going to feel that anxiety. I'm not going to feel any of those things. Took a few notes here. So the biggest thing that comes really from busyness is significance. And that's what the outer world tells us that we're really all about. Nicole is saying, I think I'm the opposite. I'm not busy, so I feel like I'm not good enough because I don't feel well enough to be busy. Yeah, so that's the opposite, is like life will sort of take you out of the game of busyness when you're ready to awaken. Like, hey, guess what? This is not going to work anymore, and you're not going to avoid that worthlessness that you feel. That sense of you're not significant, you don't matter. The world doesn't even care about you because you're not doing and being this big thing and producing. But it's totally a myth. It's a myth that our value lies in what we can produce, or our value lies in the actions that we do or what we create externally. True value lies in what lies within us, who we truly are. When we connect with that, we can allow a lot of amazing things to be created. But it comes from a different space. It does not come from fear. It does not come from overwhelm. No matter how hard you try, you'll never have that meaning. So the invitation to be present to everything that you're feeling. And so for Nicole, especially what you're mentioning, like now that I can't be busy and I can't do, and life's kind of taken me out of that equation of avoiding and doing and going. That was for me with this autoimmune illness years ago, pushing and striving and, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to grow. For me, it was always like, I've got to be a better person. I've got to improve myself. And like, where was I trying to get? Life was telling me like, hey, let's stop you short in your tracks so you can have a rearrangement, a reconnection of who you really are, so you create your life from there, so you begin to live from there. And it was a really significant illness for me that had me, oh, I can't run anymore, and I can't work hard anymore, and what if I can't achieve anymore? What if everything falls apart? Well, that everything that I thought was my life, that I thought was who I am, was total BS. It's not the truth of who I am, it's not the truth of my worth and value. There's something deeper. And certainly, life invited me to meet that more fully through that illness, like stopping me short with that pattern. So that's kind of the first piece, is that this idea that, it's temporary and I'm getting somewhere, and if I can keep going, then I'll finally have this thing, and then I can have some peace or freedom or prosperity or whatever. Complete lie. You'll never create prosperity from a state of fear or lack or worthlessness. Yes, you're welcome, Nicole. Thanks for sharing. The second piece so I talked about is this is purposeful and I'm getting somewhere. And then the second point is like, this is temporary, I'll get through this, and then I'll have this other thing. And yes, I was sharing, it only will create more chaos because life is going to be a reflection of the inner state you're in. So if I notice I'm in that overwhelm, and I take a few breaths and I'm like, oh, okay, let me relax my body. I remember from my favorite motto, be anxious for nothing, Kim. Be anxious for nothing. And that really invites my physical body to release those energies of tension, so it's not like triggering me anymore. And I can find more serenity. And inevitably, I end up receiving exactly what I need. It will come through maybe relationships or a creative idea, or just like I said, someone calls serendipitously, like, oh, I'm running a few minutes later. Hey, can we put this to next week because I can't do this appointment? And I'm like, yeah, I always remember, I always receive what I need. But the other thing is, as we buy into busy, so is that I can't be with all these energies within me. As we buy out of it, we're going to start to have all of that stuff come up. The fear, depression, worthlessness, like we go into stillness. And that is the scariest place to go. It's so much better to avoid, right? And then I don't have to feel all of that. And I feel like I'm really getting somewhere, even if I'm not, because we're so unwilling to meet these deeper energies in us. Well, the truth is, it's a breakthrough. You can break through so much for other people, break through so much for yourself. When you allow yourself to meet what is coming up, you have the power. It's this lie that I can't handle this, I can't handle this, let me just keep running on the hamster wheel. But you actually have everything you need to meet those energies fully. So, what if you just delved into your deepest despair or surrendered into the depression? And Grace is saying, I love be anxious for nothing. It allows both the reality of now and an opening to our actual wholeness. And Heather is noticing when you're not able to do as much for other people and not don't have as much energy, I'm amazed at how people just seem to disappear. Well, you certainly, as you enter more of a frequency of honoring myself, honoring the space that I am, allowing those energies of overwhelm or worthlessness to move through, you're in a new point of allowing life to create itself through you. And what life will create is certain things falling away that aren't really feeding and nurturing you, and a lot of wonderful things coming in that really do resonate with your heart and your soul and that make you come alive. So receive a few deep breaths to begin this practice. Someone asked me this week, how do I, when the pain is a 10 out of 10 and it's so severe, like, how can I allow this energy to move through and not hold resistance and tension? Not fight it when it's so intense. And I kind of felt into that and was like, well, you practice when it's a 2 out of 10, when it's a 3 out of 10, when it's an 8 out of 10, so that you're more adept at finding that small surrender of like, okay, I'm in the most excruciating depression, despair, grief, physical pain, anxiety, fear, fill in the blank. And I'm willing to have this experience. I'm willing to allow this experience. That's when you immediately release resistance so that you can move through the experience more fluidly. And then, of course, that allows the energy to move, so you release the pain. Okay, so how many of us have been in that space of like, I'm insignificant or I'm worthless if there's too much stillness? Or the opposite, oh, I really feel like I'm a success or I've achieved something or I'm somebody when there's busyness. And even if we're suffering. So it's this craziness and it can hold us hostage and we're like living as a slave to these beliefs. What if you remembered, I am infinitely worthy. My worth lies from within me. I was making my lunch today. I had gotten home and I knew I was going to come on for a Facebook Live and I was preparing mentally, like kind of thinking about, oh, what are some of the things I want to share? And I'm like cutting up the cucumbers or like pouring myself some juice. And I was like, all right, wait, the more present I am, the more I can allow whatever's ready to come through to come through. So part of me was like, oh, I want to jot down these notes. And the other part was like, no, be here now and make your lunch. And I've realized that that way of living propagates busyness. I'm living in the future. So instead of like, I'm cutting up my cucumbers, I'm making lunch, the experience would be, oh, I'm getting ready for the next thing. I got to do the next thing. I got to do the next thing. And then I'm planning in my mind, what do I got to do for here? What do I got to do for here? What happens is now, instead of living in the body, in the now, I'm living in the future. I'm living in this planning and this anticipation of something that isn't even here. And this happens to me a lot where I'll catch this moment of discomfort and overwhelm and busy. And what is actually happening in the body is, oh, I'm projecting my consciousness into the future, which doesn't even exist, instead of being fully here. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to do the next thing. And that will never work because you can only be in the now. So I call my presence back. I call my energy back. Doesn't mean I can't still percolate about some of the things I'm going to be doing later or sharing or that can't come to me, but I'm fully present in this moment because that's the only moment that truly exists. So whenever I notice the discord that comes in my body, that like hyper, I gotta do the thing, or I'm like, we're getting ready in the morning and I'm like, we gotta get Gemma to school, we gotta get, we're gonna do this, we gotta do that, and I'm like thinking about the next thing and I'm anchoring my attention in the future or my consciousness is in the future, I always feel this cord in my body. Bring your attention back, bring your energy back, bring your presence back. And so just anchor in, feel your physical body, feel your breath, take a few deep breaths, be here now. That will always allow you to create more, allow a lot of energy to move. So instead of living in overwhelm that creates busyness, you begin to live in serenity that creates more serenity, creates ease, clarity, serendipitous things, receiving so much more abundance. So I'm super excited to share this with you and going to look through my notes again because yeah, this is the other thing I wrote was presence dispels busy. So what's the antidote? It's presence. Now, when we're more present, that's the first thing that's going to come up is all the stuff we've been suppressing. So it feels like, no, this is bad. This is bad. I don't want to feel this. Do it anyway. Be willing to feel it anyway. Relax your body more and let that energy move. Breathe more fully. Your body already knows how to enter the now, how to enter true aliveness and joy and freedom. Freedom exists now, right here, not after you get this thing done or after you get through blah, 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 or after you've achieved whatever thing you need to achieve. You can let go right now. And so by practicing presence, like I did with my lunch, it was like, all right, I'm going to be present to the cucumber. I'm going to be present to eating this cucumber. How can I be a contribution in my world, in my life, by being present to chewing my cucumber, tasting my cucumber? And I did make this awesome sandwich that was like kick butt sandwich with amazing turkey and cheese and like tomatoes and this awesome olive tamponade. And like, it was great. So I didn't just eat cucumbers for lunch, but can I eat that? Can I actually enjoy that sandwich? Or am I present to the next thing? So I'm wolfing the sandwich down, and now like I'm not actually participating in any moment. I'm not actually eating a sandwich. I ate a sandwich. For most people, it's like, I don't even know what I ate. Why did I eat that? And I feel so bad. You know, your body will feel bad if you don't have presence to be aware of how to digest, how to receive. It turns your enzymes on, it turns your digestion on, it allows your body to create health from that sandwich or that cucumber or whatever it is. It doesn't matter if, like, I'm only going to eat organic, so then it's all going to be good. Well, without presence, you lose that ignition. Brenda's saying exactly what I found myself doing, and I reset myself to be present this morning. She's in my Embracing Health program, so that's great. She's able to practice that. I find making a list of what needs to be done and then letting it just be so I can do what. So I can do what I can when I'm present. Yeah, so that can be helpful if you're like, all right, this thing's on my mind. Let me just write it down. And it's off my mind. So there's different things we can do that can assist us in letting things go to cultivate more presence. But that truly is the antidote for busy. So I would love to hear from more of you on what it's been like for you and what the delusion is, because it can really, really have us buy in. Like, no, I can't stop this. I have to do this. That veneer, the illusion, can be so strong that we aren't able to see beyond it. So, feeling into your body, relaxing your body, breathing more fully, allowing more presence will allow a lot of what's creating that to be released. A lot of what creates that is actually this sense of worthlessness or emptiness or I'm not enough or whatever it is. And we're programmed. Like there's so many things like that that society is telling us, constantly bombarding us with those messages. So it really does take some strength and courage of having to tune in within and what's my real truth. And your body will not lie. Your body will always like sing and harmonize with the truth. So if you embody a truth like, oh, I have all I need within me. I can let go of all this stuff I'm holding, let go of this tension, let go of the stress, let go of this busy, and embrace something new. You may feel a harmonic of like, oh, that feels so good. That's because your body will always register the truth. So, same like it will register a lie when you go into the myth of busy, or like in those little moments when I'm, you know, making my lunch or getting ourselves ready in the morning. And I'm living in that next moment of, oh, I gotta get to school in time. I gotta make sure my daughter's all set. We've gotta do this, we've gotta do that my body will contract. It's because your body registers, like, no, that's not, don't do that. That's not the truth. The truth is now. Let all that go, doesn't even exist. And when you are present in the now, what will always be created will be of greater serenity. Getting there on time, having this harmony where, you know, my daughter just, yeah, I'm gonna eat my breakfast and put my shoes on and get my jacket on and go. Whenever I'm in chaos or discord, that's not what happens. She's like, oh, there's a tag in my jacket. I need you to cut it off. Or she's like, I don't like this breakfast. Or like something will happen that will throw all these snags in the plan. So the harder I hold on to the plan and I'm attached to that future outcome, the more snags. The more I let go and allow, the more fluidity. And we do always end up at the right place at the right time. Certainly a better experience for me and my body. And as a parent, it always creates so much more for my child and for my family. And that's one of the reasons I've been creating resources for parents is I've really begun to see how important it is that they are such a reflection of us and for our energy. And that parenting resource again is tappingkids.com because I'm using some EFT, meridian tapping, and other things like that. So that's a great link if you'd like to check that out. I can be found at drkimd.com for any of you who aren't subscribed. So if you'd like more in mind body medicine, definitely subscribe at drkimd.com. We'll be here every Wednesday live. I see Grace saying, I love your clarity with truth statements of ease. You're showing exactly how we all move through our persona attachments to the flow of present ease. Yeah, it's accessible to us when we release the ego, because the ego really wants to be significant and really wants to matter. And so if we live through that, it will always create contraction. I'm really honored to be here and share with you. And I love the comments and questions. I'll make sure I look through them over the next couple of days. We'll be sharing this on the podcast, Mind Body TV podcast, and sharing to also my Facebook group, Dr. Kim DeRamo on Facebook. And again, for those of you in Mind Body Community, it's my Facebook group. I will be assisting you in there. I love answering questions and connecting with you in there. For anyone who's ready to go more deeply into this work, I always love recommending the Instant Elevation Program. You can find it at drkimd.com. It really takes you into this power of presence, how to presence your body so that your body can release old energies, can release old delusions, can move beyond old belief systems. We don't have to fix our mind or reorganize our mind or use affirmations all day long. We actually, when we enter this space of serenity, it does that work for us. It does that rearrangement for us. And it is as simple as connecting with your body, developing more awareness, feeling more fully what is coming up in you. For me, a lot of the expansions and transitions, there's been a lot of fear that was like the thing blocking it. Why aren't things opening up more fluidly? And it's like, all right, it's time to move beyond even more of this fear that you've held and to expand beyond it so that I can allow myself to receive more. And the Instant Elevation Program is designed to really assist you in walking through that hallway into the, you know, instead of like, okay, let's manage it or let's fix it or let's suppress it, you know, with autoimmune disease or food intolerance or chronic headaches or chronic pain, chronic fatigue. Like, I went through all of that. And it really requires that we move through it, not like suppress it or fix it or try to micromanage it or come up with more supplement, nutrient, diet regimes. It's so much more powerful when we kind of just go through that eye of the needle and there's a whole new expansion that's on the other side of that. And it goes beyond everything the mind can conceive. So I would love to invite any of you who are ready into that program. I will also be running another live group, the Embracing Health. We'll probably do that in the spring. So stay tuned for more, and I would love to assist you. And thanks for all the hearts and likes and this beautiful, beautiful comments. Sharing so much love with you, and I will see you live next week or connect with you in the Mind Body Community. Again, I'm at drkimd.com.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.